This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the morning shift, and the Braves having a big one yesterday in their Grapefruit League game against the Cubs. Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Ozzie Albies, they all hit home runs. And they went on to win 13-4. Braves with 16 total hits in the game.
Taters, Tiff. Yickities. Obviously out there in Mesa, Arizona, out in Phoenix, on their way to San Diego, going to knock out a couple of games. And I can't tell you. It gives me the warm fuzzies to know that the bats are heating up at the right time as we head towards the season. I said this before the Hawks. And I mean it to a much lesser degree about the Braves, because the Braves have been so much better in recent history and recent memory. But when we were heading into the Hawks season, I was like, man, I'm ready to be hurt again. Like, bring it to me. I'm ready to be hurt again. This is obviously not the same storyline when you talk about the Braves. I'm ready for the Braves to be healthy. I'm ready for the Braves players that we know and love to be able to take the field on a daily basis and watch this star-studded team actually be able to develop their own personality in the 25 season. And so I think looking at the lineup yesterday and looking at the output that you get out in Mesa, Arizona, it lends me to believe that they're headed that direction. And it lends me to believe that Ozzie Albies is not going to have the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and that you are going to get a year from Spencer Schwellenbach that's going to make you really, really proud. And Marcell Ozuna is going to continue the uptick that he started a year and a half ago. So, yeah, I'm stoked about it. I'm ready to be excited for this lineup to take the field on a nightly basis starting Thursday.
I was reading an article on The Athletic. It was basically, hey, what does each team need to do to make the playoffs? And every team in Major League Baseball, it's great. It just says a healthier season. For the Braves.
Yeah.
It should push Atlanta back into the mid-90s in wins. But you're going to need help for that, too. You're going to need, A.J. Smith-Shawver, who I think is fully capable of doing it. Now, as far as, physical, like having the physical part and having the tools and having the stuff, he can be the fourth or fifth starter. It's going to really, for him, it's just going to be trusting your stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for young pitchers. Most of the time, it's trusting your stuff and throwing strikes and believing, especially when you can throw some heat. And he's got a little bit of that, too. I just wonder when Strider comes back, who's that sixth pitcher? Because I still believe that the future, and I will say it until I'm blue in the face, of Major League Baseball is in 10 years, we'll be talking about Who's going to be the sixth starter for every team? Because I think six-man rotations are a thing of the future.
Well, I'll say this. You know, until Ronaldo Lopez's velocity peaks back up, I hope it's him. Because I hope that they give him every opportunity to stay rested. I know that he has stated his goals this year are 200 innings pitched, and he wants to be that, you know, that cornerstone piece of the rotation. But I also think that there is a risk out there when you look at Ronaldo Lopez of, oh, I'm not throwing harder. You know, I'm not throwing as hard as I used to. Let me try to give it a little bit more. Let me give it more oomph. Let me, you know, put a little more hook on the curveball or whatever it needs to be. And I think you can back yourself into a corner if that's what you're doing. I think that they hopefully can talk him into coming along and not pressing in terms of his velocity and just, you know, allowing that to kind of build itself back up. Because he's not the first pitcher that's gone through a spring training that's seen a dip in velocity. But I think when that happens, a lot of times you can get into April and May and you're trying to do too much and trying to get the ball to go as hard as you're used to throwing it, and sometimes you can kind of press a little bit.
What's the guy's name from Tampa? Is it Shane McClanahan? He was like Tommy John's. I think he had Tommy John's 2 years ago. He was throwing Saturday or Sunday, throws a pitch and his arm just kind of goes limp. Ugh. And he walks off the mound, and I have not seen what the reports are with that, but that's the fear, you know, with Tommy, when you've had Tommy John or you pitch mornings and you think maybe you're used to. It's just, again, why I kind of hark on it with it's the NFL is a copycat league. All sports leagues to an extent are copycat leagues. I can't think that teams didn't around the baseball see how the Braves handled Lopez and Sell and say, man, that could work for us and that could keep guys fresh. I mean, hell, go look at what the Dodgers just did. The Dodgers have like 8 starting pitchers. I mean, they're not going to use all of them.
They probably will at some point, but yes, not off the rip, not in the rotation.
Think about it. So much of the fact that Shohei came out, about 2 weeks ago and said, I'm going to focus just on being a DH right now, and I'm going to slow down I'm not going to ramp up as fast with the pitching part of it. And I still think he'll be the reason I know that because I looked it up because I was going to try to draft him as a pitcher for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And because the hitter was already gone, and I had the hitter like the last 3 years, but you can only keep, or 2 years, you only keep a guy so many years. But I looked at it, and that was when I was reading all these stories, and it just came out like a couple of days before my fantasy draft. So I think you could see him eventually ramp it up, maybe mid to late season, but that's where you're at. I mean, guys are taking more time, and they're afraid to get it going. That was why Strider had the brace surgery.
Yeah, real quick, before we get to mic'd up, Drake Baldwin now moves up to, I think he's hitting 280-something throughout spring training. Like, I'm not relying on Drake Baldwin as I look out for the, you know, over the entirety of the Braves season, but I am hoping that he gives his offense a little boost to start April. I know that Sean Murphy's probably, 3-4 weeks from being back? But if it's 3 weeks, I'm looking forward to seeing what Drake Baldwin's bat is doing in those 3 weeks, because I think he is definitely the man of the future behind the plate.
If his defense and his game calling is good, his pitch framing, all that, and he's hitting, let's say, 275 with a 320-something OBP, like on base, which is very important to me, especially for a catcher,
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting. I know it'll be a small sample size, because I think Murphy will be here by mid-April.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting how they handle the situation.
All right, so I embarrassed myself Saturday night, or did I? Talked about it yesterday, went over to see our friends at Canoe. If you've ever been there, you know that it's got an incredible aura about it, right? So for my wife and I's 6th anniversary, went to Canoe. My wife has one thing, like when we go out for big date nights that she has to have, and when it's like an anniversary or any kind of dinner along those lines, she has to have oysters. Like, it's one of her favorite things. See, we're both from, the Gulf Coast of Florida. We love fresh oysters. That's one of the things that she said leading into the night. She's like, I want to go some oysters. I knew that Canoe was one of those places that always had really good fresh oysters. All right, there is a select amount of places around town that I am willing to go eat shellfish, and I know that it's fresh, and I know that it'll taste good. Canoe is one of those spots. CNS is one of those spots. A number of, Fontaine's Oyster House, another couple places around town. But we obviously, romantic anniversary thing going on, we go to Canoe on Saturday night. All right, so I sat down. we had had a couple drinks outside, and the first thing that I knew, the waiter steps up, the first thing I knew we were going to order was oysters, all right? So we sit down. I'm like, hey, man, we'll go ahead and take, a half dozen raw oysters, and, you know, let's just go ahead and get this party started. I knew that the wife would be down with it. Here's what happened. And you guys tell me if I was wrong for this, because I felt a little bit shamed. Wasn't his fault, just part of the establishment. He sits down the oysters. He's like, hey, I'll be right back with your next round of drinks. He comes back, and I say to him, just something that I think almost everybody does in this situation. I said, hey, man, can we get some crackers with the oysters? You know what I mean? A lot of people, saltines, just put the raw oyster on the cracker, a little hot sauce. Yeah, whatever it may be. Dude looks at me and goes, hey, man, we don't have crackers here. He was like, I can bring you a couple pieces of like baked flatbread.
A baguette or something?
Baked flatbread, but we don't have crackers.
Like pita, maybe pita bread?
Right. He ended up, you know, kind of the pita type bread that you can snap. It's a little bit, it's kind of like a cracker, but the
crispy.
Amount of, look, I've been to almost every nice restaurant in this city. The amount of shame that I felt when this guy rolled out was like straight up.
Hey, man,
he goes, yeah, we don't have crackers here. But I can provide you with an alternative that I think you might like. That's essentially what he said. And I thought, I was right. So, like, in that moment, I felt like the guy that asked for ketchup at the steakhouse. Like, I was like, oh my God, I've completely misread the situation.
Did they not
How could I be that guy?
Did they not have soup there? Don't people get crackers with their soup?
I am positive they have soup. But again, maybe it's just an in-house thing. I don't know that
Is
I've ever
like
been.
Classy way to have the every time I've had oysters and I really don't
throw them on saltines,
but you put it on it. Yeah.
You put them on saltines.
Yeah.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Even, name
and I'm pretty positive that CNS is the other place we'll go and get oysters. CNS oysters. I'm pretty sure they have saltines there, and it's not like a cheap spot. I just felt like I was that guy that they were looking at going, first timer. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, I just have never been to a place where I felt like I was on the outs like that.
I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, now if you walked in with a box of saltines in your hand and
then you
might be the embarrassing guy.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody might call you a hillbilly or something. But
have you ever
asked
for something at a restaurant where they were like, we don't have that? I can almost recall every single time it's ever happened to me in my entire existence. I asked for sweet tea one time in Miami. Dude was like, we don't have sweet tea here, dude. Like,
that's not ever, I mean, that's,
yeah.
I wouldn't feel shame with that.
Yeah, I didn't really in that moment, but I remember it because I was like, I don't know. I was young at the time. And I remember thinking, we're still in the South.
Miami
you
would
think sweet tea would be a thing, but this guy looked at me and he was like,
I agree.
Nah,
I 100% agree. Miami is not the South. That is like, that is a Northern or even more of like a Latin city than it is anything. That happened to me in Colorado. And
you ordered something they didn't have.
I did the sweet tea thing at Breckenridge when I was like,
you're not gonna get.
I was like, hey, can I have some sweet? This was when I was like 19.
Yeah,
I was like, can I have some sweet tea? And she's like,
what?
We have tea, and there's sugar.
I could bring you Splenda.
She's like, there's sugar on the table, and we have tea. And I was like. Yeah, I'll just get a Coke. She's like, we have Pepsi. I was like, all right, you know what?
She's like, where are you from?
I'm surprised she didn't call it. We have a whole selection of pop. No, but man, like, I just felt like the guy that ordered, you know, A1, at Howl's or something. It's like, dude, you can't do that. And I just felt like that's not that out of pocket, though. I've been with other people. I remember.
No, it's not.
Do you remember the offensive lineman, Quinn Ojinaka? I guess he was probably here through 2010, 2011. Quinn Ojinaka was another lineman on the Falcons when I was here. I remember one time he ordered ranch at a place, and they're like, yeah, we don't have ranch, man. Just straight up.
That's happened to me a few times.
Sometimes they don't have certain – like, I think I asked for, like – I forgot. You know what? I asked for, like, balsamic vinaigrette or something like that.
Yeah.
I've even been a place where they don't have ranch, too. You're like, what? How do you not have dressings?
How do you not have ranch dressing? That's, like, the most popular
salads,
one.
Salads, you have, you know?
I don't think this – I don't think – I'm not trying to poo-poo the story. I don't think this is a big deal because
I'm glad you. I'm glad you don't think it's a big deal because at the moment I was embarrassed.
There's no way that you. I don't eat oyster because I can't eat shellfish. But I trust Tiffany, and she says every time she's eating oysters that she's. Well, I mean, I don't think you're just lying for Mike's. account here, but I think you say that, and I've heard other people. I've seen a lot of people eat oysters at a table that I've been at where they put them on crackers. I also don't think crackers, a saltine cracker is something that is
low class. Is that
random? Well, a restaurant wouldn't have. I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm not calling out Canoe. I've never been, but I've heard I've heard a lot of good things.
And let me just add, the service was phenomenal. The guy couldn't have been nicer. It wasn't his fault.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. If he had leaned in and whispered, hey, man,
it wasn't his fault. He didn't make me feel like an outsider.
I
was sitting there going, dude, I've been to like every nice restaurant in this city. I don't know if I've ever been to a place that was like, we don't have crackers.
Well, and look, how you're treated places means everything. I remember I went to Spark Steakhouse in New York when the Super Bowl was up there.
Yeah.
And that's a famous steakhouse, right? People have been, Big Paul Castellano was murdered outside of it. It's one of the most famous steakhouses in New York. We get into the dinner, and the waiter starts deciding he's going to, just rip on me, of how I talk. Basically called me a redneck, in the middle of the restaurant. And I looked at him, and I was like, dude, your ass is lucky that I'm not paying this tab, because you wouldn't get a dime from me.
Oh man!
Yeah, Mike. I agree with the room here. I don't think you should feel any shame. No shame.
Yeah.
Shouldn't
feel like an outsider.
I appreciate that, guys. Build me back up, and maybe I'll go to another nice restaurant at some point in my life.